I'm speaking with Bill Foster, naturalist and director of the Cayuga Lake Floating Classroom. He'll be giving the introduction at Ithaca Fishing and Conservation Day, taking place Saturday, March 25th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Ithaca High School. During the event, there will be a special Caring for Cayuga presentation. This event is meant to support regional youth education. And Bill, thanks for speaking with me today.
Nice to be here.
First off, why is there an Ithaca Fishing and Conservation Day?
Well, Ithaca Fishing and Conservation Day actually has a 25-year history, which I actually just found out about. There was a gentleman by the name of Phil Genova who lived in the Ithaca area and was very active, not only as a fisherman, but also as a community educator. So he actually, this was the brainchild of Phil 25 years ago. I guess that would make it back in the mid 80s. Fishing and Ithaca Fishing Day sort of evolved as a yearly event where our local Trout Unlimited chapter, the Leon Chandler chapter for Tompkins County and Cortland County, got together and they got to share fishing stories and look at fishing tackle, and there was an annual auction and a whole bunch of different events like that. And it became a fundraiser for youth conservation education in the area. And it sort of evolved from there. As the director of the Floating Classroom, I got involved because we started a program called Trout in the Classroom, which is now active in 17 schools in the area. It's become kind of a blooming project. So Ithaca Fishing and Conservation Day became this fundraiser for youth education. They provide funding for Trout in the Classroom, and they also actually they provide scholarships for two young people from the area to attend the DEC's conservation summer camp every year. So that's kind of the evolution of Ithaca Fishing and Conservation Day. And Esther, as you mentioned, I'm going to be doing a brief opening presentation actually at the Caring for Cayuga event, which is in connection with Fishing and Conservation Day today. So we can talk a little bit about that. There's kind of two parallel events going on.
Bill, why is there a special Caring for Cayuga presentation? Are there any special concerns for Cayuga Lake at this time?
Well, the Caring for Cayuga presentation is kind of a coming together of two different communities, first of all. Because on one hand, we have the Trout Unlimited community and very much recreational fishing oriented and with an interest in education. And on the other side, the Ithaca Flotilla of the Coast Guard Auxiliary, that little red and white building down by the Boatyard Grill, a few years ago, they decided they really wanted to provide a new educational opportunity for boaters in the area, the boating community. And so each winter they wanted to start doing a program called Caring for Cayuga, where they'd share information about the lake and the boating community's role in the stewardship of the lake. So the Floating Classroom got involved in that, and also the Cayuga Lake Watershed Network was very much involved in that project. So all of a sudden we kind of had two events happening in the March time frame with similar objectives, speaking to two different communities. So we thought, let's try and bring them together. So that's what's happening this year. It seems like it's going to be a really, really nice event. As far as what's going on the lake, second part of the question, I've never been one to try to overstate concerns about resources or anything like that. And I think the lake is generally in pretty good shape. There aren't a lot of really pressing problems where, you know, the other shoe is going to drop tomorrow. Our lake is there are certainly stressors, and you know, everything from climate change to synthetic organic contaminants, nutrient loading. People have probably heard that there's a total maximum daily load regulatory structure being developed for Cayuga Lake because of perceived impairments. But all of these are kind of long-term concerns, and what we need to do is really get it in gear and think about the future of our lake and how we can be the best stewards we can. So no critical emergencies, perhaps. And I know we've also been involved in hydrilla and invasive species. But again, there's a lot going on, not necessarily critical emergencies. But what's really neat right now is there seems to be a lot of attention being paid to water quality and how it affects our quality of life and the sustainability of our communities. So that's a wonderful thing. And we're seeing a lot of coming together from different interest groups in the area right now, which is great.
I'm wondering, what are some of the messages that the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary is going to bring to the boating community?
On Saturday's Caring for Cayuga event. They'll be doing some presentations, just brief presentations on boater safety, letting people know what programs they're going to have available through the year, boater training, things like that.
And I noticed another one of the talks is going to be given by Mel Russo of the Cayuga Lake Watershed Network, and he's going to talk about the origin of some of the species of fish in Seneca and Cayuga Lakes. And I know that in your role as the Cayuga Lake Floating Classroom Director, you might know a little about some of the fish. Could you talk about some of them?
Well, we're on the water all the time with the floating classroom, and usually the last thing that we see is actually fish. It takes a while to catch fish, so we don't always have that opportunity. We do go out and do a little fishing, and we're hoping to do more of that with young people in the area. We have a chance to catch perch and sunfish and things like that around the side of the lake, which is fantastic. I'm looking forward to hearing Mel's talk. I think he's going to cover a lot of different species of fish and some of the history of how these fish got to be in the lakes. And I know there are some fascinating stories. I was thinking a little bit about this. Some of us don't know this, but at the north end of the lake, Cayuga Lake is a world-class bass fishery now. We also have this tremendous stock of trout and salmon in the lake. We have native landlocked Atlantic salmon that have been here since the Ice Age. We have lake trout. Those are both native species. And the interesting thing about them is at this point, they do not successfully reproduce in Cayuga Lake. There's a reason for that. You'll hear about it if you catch Mel's talk. But ironically, invasive species, changing climates, have changed our ecology so much that the trout stock and the salmon stock in Cayuga Lake, even though they're native, they are now all stocked by the state. The state puts about 100,000 lake trout and salmon into the lake every year. So some interesting stories.
I'm talking to Bill Foster of the Cayuga Lake Floating Classroom. And Bill, you were mentioning about your role as also the director of trout in the classroom. And I was wondering if you could talk a little about what you teach the kids about trout.
We teach them everything about trout. Really, the trout in the classroom program started as a convenient way of keeping us busy when it's too cold to be on a lake. How it all unrolled is we actually started working probably about 12 years ago now, with Michael Linetsky, who's one of the organizers of Ithaca Fishing and Conservation Day now. He came to me when I was working at the Cayuga Nature Center and said, I'd like to try this Trout in the Classroom program where we put a 50-gallon cold water aquarium in a classroom and actually raise trout throughout the year. And it sounded really hard. So we tried it at DeWitt Middle School long ago with Yvette DeBoer, who was the seventh grade science teacher up there. And it worked really well. And pretty soon we had 6 schools, and then we had 8 schools, and then we had 12. And now we have 17 schools raising trout throughout the winter. Students get trout eggs in the fall and raise them and learn how to take care of the water and learn about stream ecology, put their hearts into those trout, and then release them to streams in the spring. So we teach about trout anatomy, stream ecology, and pretty much anything that comes up that's relevant to the curriculum for the classes we're working with. It's a great program.
Do you think some of those kids will be at the event on Saturday?
Kind of hoping they will be. I think there are 6 or 7 schools that are have students bringing in art and basic research projects they've been working on. So some of them hopefully will be there to share their investigations and their artwork. I know we'll definitely have some students there.
And getting back to the Cayuga Lake Floating Classroom, I'm wondering, do you think of the people on the boat as citizen scientists?
Excellent question. Absolutely. One of the first things we always tell people, from adults right down to about 5th grade, when you come out on the boat, you're making observations, you're learning things, and those observations can become citizen data. So we keep track of a lot of the observations that people make. They become our data sets that we use to teach other people with. And we gain insights into the lake as well. So we have a lot of information on records and water clarity and plankton communities and water temperature profiles that tell us a little bit about the potential of climate change impacts on our lake. So absolutely, we are all about citizen science as well as access to the lake. Which is important to us. We do a lot of science on the lake. We want to encourage people to think of the lake as part of their neighborhood, part of their life experience, which means that we do some art and history while we're out there too. But we want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to be out on our lake and make it part of their lives, because most people don't have that necessarily here.
Do some of the people who've been on the boat continue to be in touch with the floating classroom?
Yeah, we have some volunteers that come out. We try to create opportunities for students. You know, we do a lot of school programs. We take somewhere around 1,500 students out on the lake every year. We've been trying to cover fairly successfully every school district in the Cayuga watershed. By the time students finish middle school, they've probably had an experience with us. Unfortunately, those are kind of brief experiences, maybe one day on the lake. So we're trying to create second opportunities for older students, especially who are interested, to come back and spend a little more time with us. So we have an internship program, and we get anywhere from 6 to 10 students involved with us every year, coming back and spending a couple of months working with us. And we're trying to create more experiences like that.
Okay, so just getting back to the event coming up on Saturday, the Ithaca Fishing and Conservation Day, who do you think would enjoy attending?
Well, I think anybody who obviously enjoys fishing, there's going to be a lot of good stuff there, and the silent auction they have is just chock full of all kinds of gear. I don't even know what half of it is, because full disclosure, I'm not a fisherman. I don't have time to do that these days. Although I'm going to be taking up fly fishing when I retire instead of golf. That's my plan. So anybody who enjoys fishing, there's a lot there. I think anybody who wants to get a little more insight into the health of our streams and our lakes in this area, there are a lot of people with a lot of different perspectives that are going to be there, both presenters and just the people that are at the exhibits. We're going to have a pretty wide range of exhibits, everything from Finger Lakes Institute and soil and water conservation districts to artisans and fishers creating amazing trout flies and various kinds of crafts like that, and they all have a different perspective on a commonly valued resource, our waterways. It's part of their lives. So it's really, it's a neat community to be involved in, and I have some fantastic conversations all the time, every time I go. So that, and I think we'll have some cool stuff for younger people to do. Well, older too. There's going to be fly casting lessons, fly tying. We'll have some live trout there. We'll be conducting some experiments on live specimens. They will stay alive. So it should be a lot of fun.
Okay. And how can listeners find out more?
You can look it up quite easily on Facebook. Both the Cayuga Lake Floating Classroom and the Leon Chandler chapter of Trout Unlimited have events listed on Facebook. It's the same event. If you forget about that, www.floatingclassroom.net will get you there as well.
Okay, well, Bill Foster, head of the Cayuga Lake Floating Classroom, thanks so much for talking with me today.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure.